Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Am I on? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh yeah, I'm a music major.
Praise God. We're here to praise him in the middle of whatever it is we may be going through. Thank God that we can give God a praise in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we say that we think it's a bad situation, but that's not necessarily the case. Praise him in the middle of it. Everything can be going good. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
And you got to give God praise. Hallelujah. Because God opened doors that no man can shut. God is the way maker. Glory be to his name. He is a healer. He is a deliverer. And God is a restorer. So we give him praise. We open up our mouth with a spirit of thanksgiving. We have an attitude of gratitude. We have a heart filled with amen, overwhelming thanks to God. And that's why we give him praise. There's so many who he created, so many who he has given life. There's so many that he have, amen, allowed to see another day, and they're not praising him. But I thank God for those of you on this prayer line. those that will listen later on, that we are here to praise and to pray because we love praising God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. To God be all the glory. We're going to go right into prayer tonight. I just want to read a few verses from the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter number 6. Luke in the 6th chapter, just a few verses here, starting at verse number 6. Luke 6, starting at verse number 6. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and the Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, rise up and stand forth in the midst. And he arose and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? Finally, verse number 10, and looking round about upon all of them, he said to the man, stretch forth your hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored. Glory be to God. Amen. Whole as the other hand. I believe God is blessing the works of our hands. When we stretch forth our hands to do a work for God, I believe tonight that God is going to continue to bless the work of your hands. So as you go forward by faith, the Bible says by faith, through the command of Jesus Christ, he says, stretch forth your hand. This man's hand was withered, and I'm so glad the scripture said it was his right hand. At the end of our service, we always give a final blessing, a final benediction, a final prayer. And we lift that right hand, which is the hand of authority. And that Bible, the Bible declares the right hand, the hand of authority. And it says his right hand was withered, where he could not stretch it forth. He could not stretch forth his hands up in the air to praise God. He could not lay this hand on the sick and had the sick people to recover, as the Bible commands us to do. So I thank God as we see this word tonight, that this man stretched forth his hand by faith, and God restored it. Glory be to God. But it said that the people was not thrilled about him stretching forth his hand. The people were not excited about this man about to be healed and to be restored and to be delivered from his handicap or his disability. The people was not excited about Jesus meeting this man right where he was. And he was in the church. So as we pray tonight, I pray that God strengthen your hand. I pray that as you hug your children, as you hug your spouse, as you put forth your hands to write your books and your songs, to start your business, to do the ministry, as you put forth your hand to accomplish great things, as you go to work daily, as you put forth your hands, God is going to bless the works of your hands. He says in Psalm number 1, whatsoever you find your hands to do, it will prosper. So, Father, in your Son Jesus' name, we thank you tonight that our hands are blessed. The right hand of fellowship. We have the right hand of authority. We can lay hands on the sick and you say they will recover. We have hands to type. We have hands to write. We have hands to fill out job applications. God, we have hands to write books. Matter of fact, my wife just wrote her 8th book. She stretched forth her hand, and this book is going to be a blessing to so many lives. We decree and declare it a bestseller because she stretched forth her hand by faith in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for her new book, Moving Forward. Glory be to God when life lets you down. So I thank God in the name of Jesus. As she stretched forth her hand, we will be inspired. Whatever it is God placed in our belly to do, we will be inspired to go back and be restored in the name of Jesus. Many a Christian in our day, not necessarily you, but people have backed up as they put their hands to something, backed up off it because it did not happen in the time that they expected. But the devil is a liar. There is a set time for you, beloved. There is an anointed time for you, people of God. Hear the prophetic word of God on tonight. There is a set Kairos time, an appointed time, a due season for you. So don't quit. Don't give up. Keep your hands moving. Keep your feet moving. And right now, God, I pray that you strengthen their hands. I pray that you strengthen our hearts and our feet. I pray in the name of Jesus that our hands are on a plow and we're not looking back. Korobo o shata. Kere e korobo o kara. Re shile e kabo shataba. Kere e korobo shabala akele. Oh, Lord, we love you on tonight. In the name of Jesus, the devil wants us to draw our hand back, wants us to take our hands off of our blessing, wants us to go back and retreat and get our hand with it again. But you already restored our hand, God. In the name of Jesus, you already gave us a second chance to pick the dream back up. You already, in the name of Jesus, told us to lay hands on the sick. Sometimes we got to lay hands on ourselves. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So, God, we thank you for restoration on tonight. We thank you for recovery on tonight. We thank you for renewing our strength on tonight. We thank you in the name of Jesus for a restart on tonight. Glory be to your son Jesus' name. So we pray tonight for every marriage. We pray tonight, whatever they put their hand to do, Lord, may it prosper. May it succeed. May it be victorious. May those hands be more than conquerors. In the name of Jesus, may their hands be blessed. Glory be to God. You gave us hands, God, to work. You gave us hands, God, to lift up holy hands in the sanctuary and lift up holy hands even in our homes. You gave us hands as we shake somebody's hand. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that our eye have not seen, our ear hasn't heard, it hasn't entered our heart what you have prepared for us who love you. So, God, when we shake a brother and a sister hand, when we give somebody a holy hug and a holy handshake, when we put our hands to the typewriter and the keyboard, when we go to work and work with our hands, when we lift up holy hands, God, receive our blessings. Yeah. Receive our worship. Receive our thanksgiving on tonight in the name of Jesus. So, God, we bind up the spirit of fear on tonight.
Yes, yes.
You say you bless the works of our hands. So, God, whatever we put our hands to do, it will prosper. And right now, I thank you that healing is in our hands. Deliverance is in the hand of the believer in the name of Jesus. This man got his miracle. And the onlooker said, don't heal him on the Sabbath. Don't do good on a specific day. Don't allow this man's arm and his hand and his elbow in his fingers.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Yes.
Be restored.
Yes.
So God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify your name on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
As we move forward in prayer, God, continue to bless the works of our hands. in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. We glorify your name on today. God, we thank you for this day that you have made. We are rejoicing and being glad in it. God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy, oh God. We thank you for your grace, God. Lord, we thank you for your hand upon our lives. We thank you, Lord, for Father God, oh my God, just a new day, new opportunities. We thank you, Father God, for keeping our loved ones safe through the hurricane, Father God, Hurricane Florence and the tornadoes. So God, we thank you and we praise you, God. You are a merciful God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, yes. For Father God, just being a prayer answering God. We thank you, Lord, for being an almighty God. We thank you for being a magnificent God. We thank you for being a God who is able to do all things but fail. We praise you, oh God. We worship you, God. We Father God, we just adore you on today. We exalt you, oh God. We lift your name on high, oh God. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. We thank you, Lord, for being El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, oh God. We thank you for being Jehovah Rophe, our healer. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being the lifter of our heads. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for rebuking the devourer for our name's sake. We thank you for being our protector, oh God. Lord, you are awesome. We love you today. We love you, oh God. We love you, God. We love you. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough, God. You are worthy. You are so worthy of our adoration, oh God. You are worthy, oh God. We praise you. We worship God. You. And Lord, we thank you,
Jesus,
for this prayer line, God. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together once again on a Tuesday night to pray, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for those who have called in, oh God, and those who pray and labor with us. Jesus asked the disciples, can you not pray with me for 1 hour, God? We thank you for the ability to come and pray for an hour, oh God, on Tuesday nights, oh God. And Lord, we ask that you will bless this time of prayer, God. Bless every person who's connected tonight, God. Bless every household, God. Lord, you know what they are standing in the need of, and even before we open the prayer lines, oh God, we ask, Father God, that you will, Father God, just begin to minister to those who are calling in on tonight, that you will minister, that you will touch, that you will heal, that you will deliver, that you will set the captives free, God, that you will open the eyes of the blind.
Yes,
Lord, we ask that you will heal the sick, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you will encourage the discouraged on tonight, God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for our children. We thank you for our marriages. We thank you, Lord, for our financial situations. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are Lord of Lords, King of Kings, the great I am. We thank you for our churches, oh God. We thank you for New Creation Christian Ministries, God. We thank you for New Creation International Ministries, God. We thank you for Cloud 9 International Ministries, oh God. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for the pastors, Jamar and Gail, Father God, Angelson. We thank you, Lord, for Father God, even raising up Pastor Anthony and myself, oh God. Lord, we glorify your name. We ask that you, we thank you for Faithful Christian Ministries, oh God, and pastors Malloy's, Dennis and Suzette Malloy, oh God. We thank you for Apostle Matthew and Dawn Tillery, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you will continue to bless these houses, oh God. Continue, Father God, to let your glory, Father God, fill each and every church, oh God, every service, oh God. Let people not leave the way that they came in, oh God. Let people come in and be filled. We thank you for Queen Street, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for Pastor Octavius, oh God, down in Florida, oh God. Lord, fill these houses with your glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
And Lord, we love you today.
Jesus.
And we bless your name.
You.
And Lord, we say, have your way on this prayer line. Even as we open the phone lines, we say, have your way. Let your will be done. Not our will, God, but let your will be done.
Yes, God.
Not for form or fashion, not for just to be here on the prayer line, but God, we want to see signs. We want miracles. We're asking for signs, wonders, and miracles to take place as a result of this prayer, healings and breakthroughs and my God, restoration and revival and,
yes,
Father God, salvation and deliverance, oh God. We're looking for that to take place, oh God, provision. And my God, show yourself mighty. Show yourself mighty. Show yourself mighty on this prayer line, God. And at the end of this time, we will be ever so careful to give you and you only the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the master's name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. We're about to open up the phone lines. The Bible says that the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. We give God praise for our sister Jackie and our brother Derek and,
yes,
Gary and Vonda down in that North Carolina,
yes,
area.
Yes.
The prayers of the righteous, they prayed because they live in that area where that hurricane hit. And it went from a Category 5 to a Category 1, and then some areas got hit harder than others. But as we got good reports from that North Carolina area,
yes,
we thank God that the prayers work, people of God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So as we talked about the hands, we continue to pray for the volunteers and all the repair work and all the restoration to that area, that it would go well and speedily in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So we thank God for that. North Carolina, Carolina, Maryland area, that they would recover and recover quickly in the name of Jesus as the people put their hand to the work to get back to their normal lives.
Yes.
Pastor, let's start taking these callers. Again, press 1 on your phone if you have a praise report or if you have a prayer request, and we will put you on the air tonight. We just want to simply touch and agree with you in the name of Jesus. So, Pastor, who's our first caller tonight?
678.
Our first caller, area code 678. God bless you this evening.
We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Trusting in His holy word.
Yeah.
He never failed me yet. Whoa, can't turn around. We come this far by faith. We've come this far by faith. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. He never failed me yet. Whoa, can't turn around. We come by faith. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. And I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield till I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield till I die. And I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right, yeah, till I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna treat everybody right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna treat everybody right till I die. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
God,
Jesus,
because
I will trust
glory
in the Lord. Yes, Jesus, I will trust in you, Lord. No matter what, Lord, I'm going to trust in you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Glory to God.
Glory to God, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. I'm telling you, God has been so good to me. Today I was feeling a little down, and I was saying, I know that's the devil trying to sneak up on me, trying to put negative feelings in my head, because he will always try for as long as you let him try. So I reached out to my cousin, Sister Carmen. I said, Carmen, I'm not feeling too, I'm just feeling like down for some reason. I had no reason, but that's the way I was feeling, because the devil wanted to see me and wanted me to feel that way. And Sister Carmen told me, it's only the devil. Don't let him have it your way.
Okay.
And you know what? That's why I came up with this song, because I will stay on that battlefield because God is fighting my battle for me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for keeping
Thank
me,
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you,
yes,
Lord. I will trust you forever,
yes,
because just
yes,
when you
Lord
think the devil has you, God will send someone out to reach you and touch you. And my
yes
cousin touched me with those words, because I was really feeling down for some reason, and I had no reason to feel down. And like she said, thank God that you are in the land of the living. And yes, I do thank God that I'm in the land of the living.
Amen.
So thank you, Jesus,
hallelujah,
for waking me up
yes
this morning, Lord. Thank you for putting angels in
thank
my path,
you,
dear God. Thank you for my cousin that reached out to me and said those words to me that really, really touched
yes
me. Just turned me right around, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
you,
Lord,
Jesus,
for always, for all the hedge of protection you have been putting around me, Lord, the time the devil's been trying to get me. And he's still, I'm still here. Thank you, Jesus, and I'm still thanking
yes
God for everything
yes
he has done for me. No matter what, I will trust in the Lord. I just
that's
want you to pray however your heart least you, Pastor Rebecca, and thank you, everybody, on this prayer line for allowing me to express my feelings and my love for God with the songs that really touched me during the day. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna pray in the name
yes
of Jesus.
Amen.
But let me just say this before we pray. That was a spirit of oppression trying to come on you, an oppressive
yeah
spirit. And like you said, there was no reason that warranted it. But the devil, even though God has freed his people, that spirit may try to come on you, and we're about to bind that thing up
yes
in the name of
amen
Jesus.
Amen.
Let us pray.
Yes,
Father,
God,
in
amen
your son Jesus' name right now,
yes,
we lift
God
up Sister Maria to
yes
you, God, in the name of Jesus, not by power, not by might, but you said it's by the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for the spirit of the living God being more powerful than any other force, any other spirit operating in her life in the name of Jesus. So right now, God, give it a mind of Christ. Right now, we bind up any spirit that is not of you, God, off of her in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the restoration of joy. She said in that song that she would trust in the Lord. She said in that song she have come this far by faith. And God, I thank you that she is looking to her future. She is looking forward. And in the name of Jesus, God, give a restoration in every area. I thank you that there's a praise in her heart at all times. In the mighty name, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, no weapon against her will prevail. Oh, glory be to God. No demonic attack in the name of Jesus will prevail. Thank you for the shield of faith, quenching every fiery dart in the name of Jesus. The helmet of salvation, keeping her mind regulated. Glory be to God. The sword of the word of God being her weapon that she's going to fight with the word. So the devil is a liar. Right now, God, we declare her victorious in the name of Jesus. So any oppressive spirit, any spirit of sadness, any weighty spirit in the name of Jesus, we bind that spirit up and we cast it down. We take authority over it in Jesus' name. So God, have mercy. You say your mercies are new every morning. So when we can't figure it out, you already worked it out. Oh, glory be to God.
Thank you.
He said it makes no sense to the natural mind. But God, when we try to figure it out, you already worked it out. So we thank you that you already gave her a way of escape.
Yes, Lord.
You already opened the door, and she found it through praise.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So God, we finally pray her strength in the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
We pray your strength in the Lord, Sister Maria.
Thank you.
And we plead the blood of Jesus. We continue
all the glory.
We continue to plead the blood of Jesus over your life.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So you're free.
Hallelujah.
Keep singing, keep praising God, because you got the victory. Amen.
Amen.
You know
thank
what?
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I see God releasing blessings to you. I see that there's this is a spirit of oppression, like Pastor said, that's been sent in the form of warfare against what God is getting ready to release in your life. It's a breakthrough. You're on the verge of a breakthrough, and that's why the devil's trying everything he can to get you to be distracted. I see him trying to distract you and get you to pull back. He wants you to pull back, but you have gotten a victory today out of your prophetic declaration. You made a prophetic declaration in Saul saying, I'm going to trust in the Lord.
Right.
I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to keep on marching. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm not going to be distracted, because there is power in the words that come out of your mouth. And as you were just singing, I just felt the spirit of the Lord so mightily, even here sitting in this dining room, that we felt the spirit of the Lord so mightily, even as you were going forth in prophetic praise and prophetic worship. Amen. Because you are a radical worshiper. That's that. You know what a radical worshiper is? A radical worshiper is somebody's going to say, I don't care what the devil does, I'm still going to worship God.
Amen.
I will yet worship God. I will not bow down to you, Satan. I will continue to bow to my God, because he is able and God is lifting. He's lifting. You're getting ready. I see you walking through the dark cloud.
Thank you, Jesus. You're walking through
the dark cloud, and the sunshine is yet there and on the other side. So you just keep moving forward, keep walking. I feel God right now.
Amen.
Keep believing God, keep trusting God, stay in your word, stay in prayer, keep praising, keep a praise in your mouth, keep the word of God in your mouth, and watch God, because you're walking into some blessings. God is getting ready to release some things in your life. He's getting ready to release some things in your life that he has promised you. So we just thank God for your victory. Hallelujah.
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 We thank God for your victory today.
Hallelujah.
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 Keep pushing.
Jesus. Thank you.
Keep
thank
pushing
you.
Out that praise. Hallelujah. Keep pushing it out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know you, the devil's
Jesus.
Trying to stop
hallelujah.
You. It might not even sound like praising, but keep
yes,
pushing that praise
Lord.
Out.
Hallelujah.
The fill of
healing
is up in your mouth and give God
yes,
some praise.
Lord.
Hallelujah. We
hallelujah.
Praise you, God. We magnify
hallelujah,
your name.
Jesus.
We glorify your name. You are
yes,
worthy,
Lord.
God. Hallelujah. Yeah, but
praise,
we praise you,
Lord.
God. Everybody on
yes,
this line, just go ahead and praise God because we
yes,
bind up Satan
Jesus.
Right now off
yes,
of her life,
Lord.
Off of your
Lord.
Life, off of all lives. Right now, we
praise
bind up the hands of Satan
thank
and we
Jesus.
Release breakthrough on this line right now
the Lord, the
in the
Lord,
name
Lord,
of Jesus.
Lord, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, Lord.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I receive that in
Jesus'
name, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Name. Hallelujah.
Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord. In
yes,
Jesus' name, Lord.
That's right. You go
in
ahead
Jesus
and pray
name,
you
Lord. Hallelujah,
your breakthrough.
Jesus.
Go ahead and pray
yes,
through
Lord.
To your breakthrough.
Name,
in the name
thank
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory,
no
glory, glory,
you can
Lord.
Prosper. You are
thank
the head
Jesus.
And not the tail. You
yes,
are above and never beneath. You are more than the conqueror through Christ Jesus. You are blessed and highly favored. And that's not
yes,
just for
Lord,
her,
I'm
that's for me. That's
favored,
for
Lord
everybody
Jesus.
Under the sound
yes,
of my
Lord,
voice.
I'm blessed
go
and
highly
favored,
to
Jesus.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 We thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Lord
we praise
Jesus.
You, God. Hallelujah.
Praise
we
Lord.
Gotta praise. We
yes,
gotta praise
Lord.
And we gotta get it
gotta
out.
Go.
We gotta praise.
We gotta praise. We gotta praise.
Hallelujah.
We gotta
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes,
yes
God.
Lord.
We gotta praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
We gotta praise,
gotta praise
and we gotta
Lord,
get
I
it
gotta
out.
Let it out.
We gotta praise.
I gotta praise, Lord
woo.
Jesus, and I,
see
gotta
you
let it
on
out,
the
Lord.
Devil's hand.
Thank
I see
you,
one
Jesus.
More time. We gotta praise. We gotta praise.
We gotta praise.
We gotta, get
we
it
gotta
out.
Praise and we
gotta
let
praise.
It out. Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. We gotta let it out. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
the
you, Jesus.
Keep us free.
Thank
he
you, Lord.
To get up out of here in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. So you go
Jesus.
Forth in victory. You go forth in victory. You go forth in praise. Amen. And keep respecting
amen.
God. Because God has
thank
some blessings with your name
God
on it.
All
amen. We
glory.
Love you. God bless you.
Love
amen.
You.
Hallelujah.
I love you both. Hallelujah. Lord,
amen.
Thank you.
Praise
everybody
God.
Be blessed. Praise
yes,
God.
Yes. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes,
hallelujah,
praise
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah. Somebody praise him up in here, up in here. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We magnify your name. Oh. Amen. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. We're going to take another call. Area code 984.
God bless you this evening.
Hey, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Michelle. How are you guys doing?
We are doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Prophetess. I was asking you guys to pray for me tonight. I just thank God for the peace and God has been bringing a lot of clarity to me, and when I say that, it pertains to my own personal life and with ministry and stuff, and I'm thankful for that, and I just ask that you guys pray for me tonight, and I thank God for you both.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name. We worship you. We magnify your name on tonight. You are worthy to be praised. And God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. You are awesome, oh God, and we love you so much, oh Lord. There is none like you, oh God, and we just give you our all. We give you our everything. We just, Father God, just lay our lives on your altar tonight, God. And we ask, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to bless your woman, servant, bless your daughter. Hallelujah. Lord, bless her, oh God, and bless her indeed, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, even as she has come to the prayer line on tonight, we thank you for her life, oh God. We thank you for her ministry. We thank you for clarity, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for precision. My God, we thank you, Lord, for divine guidance, oh God. We thank you for your hand upon her life in the name of Jesus. Continue to direct her. Continue to order every step, oh God. We bind up the hands of Satan, and we declare victory over her life, over her personal life, oh God, over her, Father God, over her household, over her children, over her finances, Jesus, over her career, over everything pertaining to her, over her ministry, oh God. We declare victory over her life right now in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to have your way. God, we Father God, we thank you for moving obstacles out of her way. I see God moving obstacles. I see her moving obstacles out of her way. I see God moving obstacles out of your way, even in the way of your vision. When you talked about clarity, when you said God was giving you clarity, I saw you sitting in an optometrist chair, and then you were sitting there, and they were saying, is it better now or is it before? Is it better now or is it better now? And God is doing that. He's fine-tuning your vision, and he's saying, is it better now? Is it better now? What do you see? Can you see me now? Can you see it now? Is it better now? What's it better view? And then God is fine-tuning your discernment. He's fine-tuning your vision. He's fine-tuning your gifting. My God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And I heard God say, there's no rush, hallelujah. I'm not rushing you, hallelujah. God says, I'm preparing you, my God, in the wilderness. I'm preparing you on the backside of the mountain, hallelujah, so that when you do come forth in ministry, you will come forth in power. You will come forth in precision. My God, hallelujah. And I will push you and propel you to higher heights, says the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I am preparing you. I am preparing you. I am preparing. I just hear God saying you're in a season of preparation. He's preparing you. He's been preparing you. When people thought it was over, when even you didn't know what was going on, God says the whole time I was preparing you because I needed you to get to this point of clarity. I needed you to get here to this point of clarity and precision. My God, with nobody, because the voices, I hear you, Lord. The voices will continue to come. They never stop. They never stop. People yes, putting their mouths on the vision. People putting their mouths on you. People putting their mouths giving you unsolicited advice, unsolicited prophecies. My God. In the name of Jesus, telling you things, God, that thus says the Lord, when I did not say it, says God. In the name of Jesus, bringing in a spirit of confusion, bringing in a spirit even of inadequacy. Bringing in a spirit of intimidation. And God says, I have been building you from the backside of the mountain. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, for the building. We thank you for the rebuilding. We thank you for the restoration. God says, I have not forgotten my promises unto you. I have not forgotten my plan for you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, mama, it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Continue to build her up. Continue to strengthen her. I see God strengthening you. I see you building muscles in the spirit realm. I see God doing some things. I hear God even saying to you that I see God talking to you even about working out. I see God saying 3 John 2, prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Even now, God is talking to you not only, he said, even bodily exercise, spiritual exercise. God is talking to you about the whole woman. God is doing something with the whole woman. Hallelujah. So that you can be fit for the course. My God, fit for the course. It's going to take a lot of energy where I'm taking you. It's going to take a lot of energy to do what I called you to do, says the Lord. I need you to take care of your temple. In the name of Jesus, my body and spirit. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, and I pray a blessing over her body. I pray healing over her life right now, God. I pray over her relationships. I'm not cautious. Cut it off, God. Cut it off. Anything that's not like you, cut it off, God. In the name of Jesus. Anything that's no good for her, cut it off, God. In the name of Jesus. Doesn't mean her any good. Cut it off. If it doesn't have the things of God in mind for her, cut it off. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for your woman servant. Continue to bless her. Continue to keep her. Continue to prosper her. Oh, glory. And God says, I shall. Oh. Even as I said, continue to bless her, continue to keep her, continue to prosper her. I heard God in my left ear say, and I shall. And I shall.
Thank you, Lord.
And I shall. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you. Oh, glory. For the yes and the amen. In the name of Jesus. Over the woman of God's life. Over your daughter. Every time I say woman of God and servant, God says daughter. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He says she is all of that, but she's my daughter. So, Lord, over your daughter's life, God, I thank you for your hand on the life of your daughter. God, continue to bless her. He said, because that's where your power is. Hear God. God says they can give you every title. They can try to put you out of position. They can even try to push your gifts. He said, but your power is in you being my daughter, my God. He said, that's where your power is. So don't operate under the title. Operate under the position. Operate under the relationship. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus, operate under the relationship of daughter. So, Lord, we thank you. He said, I've given you power to be the daughter of God. So, Lord, we thank you for the power that you have given her as your daughter. And, Lord, we just thank you for the rhema and the freshness and the newness, of her. We thank you for the rhema and the freshness and the newness of Nichelle, my God, and everything that you're doing in her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So anoint her afresh and anew. Anoint her with fresh oil, God. Anoint her, oh God, with another surge of power. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. I feel fire. I feel fire on you. I'm way over here. And you way down there.
Thank you, Jesus.
I feel fire on you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, I was I have been getting up praying like I normally do. But I had this morning when I got up, I can't remember if it was 3 or 4 o'clock, and God was speaking to me about working out. And he said to me very plainly, it wasn't for a look, but he was like, live well. And he was like, you know, I needed to build my endurance for what I had to do.
Wow.
So I just thank God for that confirmation. Jeez. You know, it's been a lot of stuff that the Holy Spirit has been speaking to me and in prayer, and you spoke on those same things. So I just thank God for you both. I thank God, and I received that word.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. We thank God for you, and we're humbled, you know, by the confirmation, and we thank God for you. That's right. You get it up. Get your endurance up. Get ready, get ready, get ready. In the name of Jesus, God bless you.
God bless you. Amen.
God bless you, guys.
We
love you both.
We love you. God bless you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
What a mighty God we serve.
Yeah,
what a mighty God.
We got to eat right, exercise, and like you said, get ready in the physical, spiritual. Thank you, Pastor.
Jesus.
Amen. We're going to take another caller. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We thank God for prophetess. What's the next caller, Pastor?
111.
God bless you tonight, this evening.
God bless you. This is Barbara in Cleveland. I tell you what, when Sister Maria was singing that that song, We Come This Far By Faith, when I was a young girl and sang in the choir in the Baptist church, we marched in. That's back when choirs used to march in. We marched into that song, and I tell you, Pastor Anthony, you taught that how we dip down in that well. Dip down in that well.
That song. Wow.
I tell you, down in my roots.
Nobody can come in processionally like the Baptists.
That's right. They dip through that little dip. Amen. I missed that.
They came in with,
amen.
Came in with style. Amen.
Yeah, so I had that really got a praise going in my house. When you was praising. I was dancing, I was singing. So, amen. Thank you, Sister Maria, for singing and getting that praise going. A quick testimony that you had prayed for my young cousin down there in Florida that was having the gender identity issues. I don't know her personally. I've never, ever met her. She's young. I sent you a picture, Pastor Rebecca. And from, you know how they post like 3 or 4 selfies a day at that age? From what I can tell, she's definitely showing a lot more feminine, you know, the makeup, the fingernail polish and the posing and all that sort of thing. So I'm believing God that there's been a, you know, a change of demeanor and attitude, and hopefully beyond that, I'm going to press to get her to come to visit with us, you know, in the summer when we have our reunion, just to get her around more people who love her. But from what I can tell, just from what she's posting, she seems to be a lot more comfortable in her feminine identity. So I'm just believing God for the full manifestation of that. And my prayer request is for a close friend of mine. I have two, one for my friend and one for me. A good friend of mine, her son, young son, I think he's about 7 years old. His name is Ethan. He's in the hospital right now. They don't know what's wrong with him. They're running a lot of tests. They're treating it as if it's meningitis, but they're not sure. They're treating it as if he's potentially contagious, but they're not sure. He's got a lot of pain. They've been putting him on basically pain meds, and they're concerned about him dehydrating. His stomach is in so much pain, he won't eat. So there's just a lot going on there that they don't know what's going on, and they're having issues now with insurance. They only have one car. They live on a farm. There's a lot of financial stress right now, and they have another son. So just prayer for Ethan and prayer for me concerning my business. I'm really been considering adding a family member to partner with me. I don't know for sure if that's a good idea. You know, sometimes bringing family in is a good idea. Sometimes it's not. So maybe I should just keep it to myself and just continue on my own. And just trusting God for everything else that's in the tornado around my life. He's just going to work all the rest of that out. But my concern now is because I'll be launching in about a week and a half. So if I'm going to, you know, if I should bring someone else in with me on it. So that's my request for tonight, please.
Well, to God, glory, we're going to lift those prayers up to God. I'm looking at the word in Philippians. I count not myself to have apprehended.
Yes.
But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press. As you continue to press, God's going to continue to bless.
Mm, mm, mm.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes, God.
I thank you for Sister Barbara tonight, Lord, even concerning the business and her livelihood, Father God, her income,
yes,
and
Lord.
Father God, everything pertaining to holiness,
yes,
and godliness.
Yes, God.
We thank you that you are a provider.
Yes, God.
We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that she has had fruitful seasons, and she has fruitful seasons lying ahead of her,
yes,
in
Lord.
The name of
thank
Jesus.
You,
so we thank you that her ladder will be greater.
Yes,
we
God.
Thank you in the matchless name of Jesus that glory be to God, that that, God, you will prosper. You will succeed her. You will give her victory. You will show her that she's more than a conqueror through you in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, she's torn between bringing somebody on or not. But, God, you will give her discernment.
Yes,
you will give her wisdom and understanding and knowledge.
Yes.
You will give her, in the name of Jesus, an intellect and a knowledge that she's never known before. And she would know specifically, God, how to move forward. Now, we thank you for the strategy. We thank you for the strategies for success that you have already given her. In the name of Jesus, reveal it in her prayer life. Reveal it when she's in her war room praying. Reveal it when she's lying prostrate or on her knees praying to her Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you for greater understanding that can only come from you on how to prosper this business in Jesus' name. God, give her strength, emotional and mental strength. Give her vitality in her spirit in the name of Jesus. Give her running in her feet and strength in her hands to do the work of the Lord in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you that you will give her the resources, that you will put the right people around her, that, God, you will open the right doors in this season that she can see clearly that you are guiding and directing her path in the name of Jesus. So, God, help her not to be anxious. Help her not to, in the name of Jesus, allow stress or the pressure to come in. And, God, give her rest. Oh, I felt the Holy Ghost when I said it. Give her rest and peace as she moved forward by faith. Give her rest and peace as she, amen, reach out to other people on this business venture. Give her rest and peace, God, as she seek the money that she needs to grow the business in the name of Jesus. So right now we lift up Ethan, God. We lift up this young man. We say the devil is a liar. It, young lady, to God be the glory. She's a young man. Ethan?
Ethan's a girl.
It's a girl or a guy?
He's a boy.
Ethan is a boy. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Young Ethan, in the name of Jesus, we bind up sickness off of his life. Oh, glory be to God. We say, Lord, have mercy on that little body. Get him back to school. Get him out of that hospital. Bind up, in the name of Jesus, that disease. And give the doctors wisdom. Give the doctor's wisdom, God, on give the diagnosis, God, and make it specific that they would know how to treat it. So we thank you for the modern medicine. We thank you for the natural medicine. We thank you in the name of Jesus for the doctors and the nurses and the treatment that would get him back to health. And we decree and declare healing over his body in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus and we speak healing. We speak wholeness. We speak restoration. We speak deliverance over his little body in Jesus' name. Give his mom peace. Give the dad peace. Work out the money in the insurance situation. Give them favor with the hospital, God.
God.
In the name of Jesus. This young man should be in school as the school year starts. And the devil is a liar. We bind the devil up off of him. Where the doctors will have clarity and understanding on how to treat this young man. So give his parents peace, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we speak wellness to his whole family. In Jesus' name,
Jesus.
Amen. To God be the glory. To God be all the glory. I just see, you know, when I read that, I press. I see you pressing even through pressure situations. And that's what God is going to reward. Because you really believe you're more than a conqueror. And, you know, we talked about a little bit of unbelief on Sunday. But God says you're moving forward by faith, and that's what he's going to honor.
My God.
So you keep walking by faith and not by sight. Keep, amen, hearing the word of God, because faith comes by hearing. And God is going to strengthen your spirit, because your spirit is going to get you to the success that you want.
Jesus.
Your spirit is going to get you to the success that you're looking for.
Jesus.
Amen.
To
God be the glory.
Amen.
Believe that that young man is healed.
Yes.
Set free from his infirmity. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. And I just want to pray for your niece. I pray for the, I was thinking about the niece when I was saying it's a girl because she's on my heart. I pray for Barbara's niece right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for this beautiful, precious young jewel. I thank you, Father God, for Father God, the fact that you have birthed her into this earth, Father God, to shine forth your glory, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, as your daughter, oh God. And Lord, we pray over her life right now. Lord, I don't know what happened, Father God. I don't know what it is that has, Father God, even thrown her, Father God, into the position where she no longer wanted to be a girl, oh God. But Lord, I pray healing over her life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I cut off the hands of the adversary. I cut off the hand of the enemy that has come to try to steal her future, to steal her destiny, to steal her identity. And I loose your healing powers over her life right now in the name of Jesus. So Lord, touch her right now wherever she is, oh God. Begin to speak to her mind, oh God. Let her know, Father God, her value. Let her know her beauty, oh God. Lord, let her know, Father God, that you are there, that you love her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, I thank you. Oh, and I praise you for victory in this young woman's life in Jesus' name. And I just heard God, even as I was praying for her, and I feel it so heavily, tell her God loves her.
Amen.
Tell her, God, send her a message. And tell her that God loves her. Tell her that God loves her and that God is singing over her and that God loves her. I just heard God say, tell her that I love her. Amen. She needs to be affirmed. She's looking for love in all of the wrong places. Hallelujah. She's looking for healing and consolation in all the wrong places. And God says, tell her that I love her because she does not even know of my love. So just reiterate it to her. So the next 3 days, just say, God loves you. Send us some hearts. God loves you, and so do I. God loves you. God loves you.
Okay.
Amen. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God's getting ready to break something through his love. God says, I'm going to break the yoke through my love in her life. Amen. So watch God. Watch God in her life. He's already working.
Amen.
And he's going to continue the work. He's faithful to finish the work. God is faithful to complete the work that he has begun in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. So God is working, and I believe that we're getting ready to hear a testimony of breakthrough. It's not nothing about identity, nothing about none of that. Just talk to her about my love, says the Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
God bless.
Amen. I will. I'll do that. I communicate with her on through Instagram because, you know, they're all over the, you know, Snapchat and all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah,
I'm wherever they are. That's where I am. I'm just tracking them, chasing them down. But I will definitely do that. I will definitely do that. Amen.
One more thing. I also see your feet being sure. I see your feet being certain. Your feet being sure. It's a sure-footedness that God is giving you for this season. God says, "You hear my voice. You know me." He says, "I just need you to certainly follow me with certainty." With like Pastor said, God is giving you great faith, and I see God increasing your capacity in the area of your faith, amen. He's even, because he's giving you a supernatural faith. My God, hallelujah. Well, you're just going to begin, you're going to start making moves, and it's not going to be no second guessing. It's not going to be like, God, am I making the right decision? Lord, it's going to be like, you're going to pray about it. You're going to get a certainty in your spirit, and you're going to move just like that.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. And I see you moving. I saw you, even as you were talking, I saw you moving like a high-level executive. My God. And God says she is. Wow, because she is a high-level executive making all of those decisions and giving directives and just being certain, like, this is the way the company is going to go. And I see you doing that. It's just amazing that the way God is getting ready to move through you and your company. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I have put my mic on mute. If I can just take 2 seconds and say this, because I wasn't able to be on the line the other week because I had technical issues. But the other testimony was when I was in that executive position back in the day, and then I fell into this situation. I won't get into all of that, but I kept saying to the Lord, I don't know about this not having money. I don't know how to do this. I kept complaining. Say, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how this works with being broke and not having any money. I just was complaining all the time, down to every penny. Like, I had to know down to the penny. I knew that if I bought hot cereal, it was going to cost $3.49. I was going to buy 2 boxes a month. I had to budget down to the penny. $3.49, not $3.50. I mean, down to the penny.
Wow.
To the penny. And so I've never been in this situation. I was like, God, this is hard for me. I don't know about doing all of this and figuring this down to the penny. And so I was meeting with two young men about the business and marketing and so forth. One is an accountant from Dubai, where they deal in billions. So he's a college student from Dubai, and another young man, I won't get into all of that. But we were talking about, you know, the products, about profit, about what it's going to cost to deliver, how much I'm going to have to pay out for delivery fees. If I move the production away from, and I'm not going to take all this time, but I had asked for prayer about that, about a location for production. And in the middle of that conversation, the Holy Spirit said, separate your production location from your pickup location. It's going to save you that money. And so in that conversation, there were like little bits and pieces of how I can squeeze out where I'm not going to lose money. Now I'm going to make money on the delivery. But anyway, the bottom line was, when I got finished with the meeting, I was sitting with the Lord and I said, you know, thank you for the wisdom there. And here's what he said to me. A box of hot cereal is $3.49. And he was reminding me that because I walked through all of that, that's how I could sit there in that meeting and see how to squeeze out profit in places where there was no profit. He said, I can tell you to turn left, but you have to learn how to drive. So I had to go through all of that. See, so I hope that helps somebody. I'm taking up time, I know, but I hope that helps somebody, because if I had not gone through what you're saying now about what you just said, it all lines up, because I had never had to. I just handed everything over to the accounting department. I didn't have to figure out down to the decimal. But because of what I've been going, I had to learn that. And then now when I'm sitting at the table, I know when the numbers make sense and when they don't make sense, because I know a box of hot cereal, $3.49. So I just praise God. I thank you for your ministry.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Wait, will we lose her?
No, she's there.
No, I just muted myself.
Okay. Amen. Well, look, that's a praise report. And again, confirmation. We thank God for speaking to his people. Amen. And we thank God that he loves us enough to continue. And when we seek him, he shows up. So we thank God for you. And keep making those higher level executive decisions. God has given you that ability, and keep moving forward in faith, like Pastor Amy said, because when you press, God will bless.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Wow. We have one more caller. Area code 919. Area code 919.
Hello, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. How are you guys?
We're great. How are you, Shaquella, right?
Yes, this is Shaquella. I'm doing well. I can't complain at all.
Amen.
Can you
Amen.
Guys hear
Praise
me?
God.
Yes, we can hear
that.
Yes.
Okay. I was calling in tonight for prayer. It's a couple things that I've been praying for, and one of them is moving, in regards to moving. And I know it's God's will for me to move, but I'm just unsure on, like, the timing. So I'm asking for clarity about the timing, if you guys could pray for me.
Yes. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We worship you, O God. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. We glorify your name tonight, God. You alone are worthy, God. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We exalt your name, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name, God. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. You are worthy, O God. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for Shaquella on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. We worship you. I don't know why, but I'm just sensing that God is moving on your life in such a mighty way. The presence of the Lord is just so strong on you in this season, even on this line tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is just saying, I just hear God saying, just tell her to praise me. Hallelujah. Continue to praise me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you, God. We worship you, God. Hallelujah. Worship and praise. Worship and praise, God. Just praise him. Hallelujah. Just take a few minutes or seconds with me and praise God. Lord, we praise you, God. We worship you, oh God. We magnify your name. We exalt your name, God. You are worthy, God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you the fruit of our lips, oh God. We open our mouths and we worship you all tonight, God, because you alone are worthy. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. That's it. Yeah. I see. Yeah. It's moving. Yeah. Yes, God. We bless your name, God. We worship you. Hallelujah. Yes, God. We love you, Lord. We bless your name, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your daughter, God. Thank you for her life, oh God. Thank you for her praise that's coming out of her mouth, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Let it come up before you, God, as a sweet smelling aroma, oh God. In the name, that's it. Yeah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, touch your God. Of course, bless her, oh God. Bless her right now, God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Take away every worry, God. Take away every concern, God. Take away the fear. Mama, we bind it up, oh God. In the name of Jesus, out of her own mouth, she's praising you. Out of her own mouth, she's calling to you. Out of her own mouth, she's thanking you. Out of her own mouth, she's worshiping you. In the name of Jesus. Touch God. Oh, out of her belly, out of your belly. Living waters. God says living waters. Living waters coming out of your belly. All the bitter waters. God says, I'm removing the hurt. I'm removing the bitterness. I'm removing the blockage. I'm removing the pain. I'm healing you, says the Lord. I am the Lord that heareth you. In the name of Jesus, for every hurt, for every disappointment, every shut up. For every letdown, for every lie, oh my God, in the name of Jesus, for every gossiping tongue, in the name of Jesus, for every hater, God says, I'm healing you. You're walking under a weight, but God says, I lift the weight, I take it off tonight, and I loose you tonight, in the name of Jesus, to move. You're moving. Not only are you moving naturally, but God says you're moving spiritually. I'm moving. moving you into destiny. I'm moving you into I'm moving you into another place in me. I'm moving you into a higher height, says the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm moving some people. I'm bringing in newness, new relationships. I hear God say, I make all things new. I'm making all things new. I'm making all things new. And as you praise me, God says, mountains are moving. Barriers are moving. My God, hallelujah, walls are coming down. I said walls are coming down. In the name of Jesus, even the wall that you put up on the inside of you is coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Because God says, I got to get in. I'm tapping. I'm knocking. I'm standing at the door. I'm knocking because there's a deeper place in you, God says, that I want to abide. And God is going deeper in you, deeper, deeper. My God, you are so blessed. You are so blessed, Shaquara. You are so blessed. I hear God say you are so, she's so blessed. Tell her that she is blessed like Mary. Tell her she's blessed and highly favored of me. Tell her that she's blessed. I just hear God say she needs to be reminded that she is blessed and highly favored. She needs to be reminded of my love. She needs to be reminded of my purpose, that I have a great plan for her life, a plan to prosper her and not to harm her, a plan to give her a hope and a future. God says, I got so much in store for you. Even your eyes have not seen, daughter, nor have your ears heard, my God, the things that I have in store for you. I see you fighting a spiritual war. You are fighting for your life. You are fighting, but you won't complain. You continue to believe God. You refuse to complain. You say, I can't complain about anything. But you are fighting. You are in the fight of your life. And God says, Hear God. God says, you're winning.
Amen.
You're winning. You are winning.
Yes.
You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. You are winning. God says, you are already victorious. I've already given you the victory. Huh? Look not at their faces. Don't listen to them. The naysayers. My God. Don't listen to them. God says, continue to hear my voice. Because where I'm taking you, I prepare. Hear God. I prepared a table. God says, I'm preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies, in the presence of those who talked about you, those who, my God, tried to stand in your way, those who tried to block you, my God, who thought you would never make it. God says, I'm preparing a table before you. But I need you to forgive. I need you to keep forgiving. I need you to forgive. I need you to say, I'm not holding it in my heart. Because what they meant for evil, God turned it around for my good.
Amen.
What they meant for evil, what the devil meant for evil, God says, I turned it around for your good. So your season for moving is coming. But God says, I'm going to open the door at the right time, at the opportune time. He said, just continue to move forward. Continue to trust me and watch me.
Amen.
Watch me.
Thank you, God.
God's going to move you. I hear you, Lord. God's going to move you. You do need to move. God's going to move you.
Thank you, God.
And he's going to move you to just the right place at the right time. So, Father, I thank you for my sister. I see breakthrough all over you. I feel, oh, my course, Shelly, I lay hands on you in the spirit realm. My course, Shelly, I loose you in the spirit realm. I thank you. I loose your breakthrough in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Breakthrough. I loose the atmosphere. Onto your life. I loose God's healing. Loose God's breakthrough. God's mercy. God's provision. God's favor over your life. In the name of Jesus, I bind up every adversarial spirit that's been trying to come against you and trying to prohibit the move of God. God says, nothing can stop me. So, Lord, I thank you for loosing your hand on her life, loosen her to move forward, loosen her victory. Mama Koshela Baba. And I thank you, Lord, for the deeper. I feel God deepen you right now. You open it up. Yeah. You opened it up tonight. You opened the door tonight for God to come in deeper, that deeper place, that hidden place that you wouldn't let him in. You were afraid to be hurt. Again.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
So, Lord, we thank you, for the deeper cleansing and the deeper purging and everything being made new and everything being made whole in her tonight, God. And, Lord, we thank you for
thank
that
you,
move.
God.
That move
you,
that you're making
thank
in her
you,
life. So continue to keep her until you move her. Lord, we know you will. I heard God said, and I will. I heard God say, and I will keep you until I move you. I heard God say, and I will keep you until I move
you.
So, Lord, we thank you for keeping her until you move her. And you know what I'm talking about, Shaquella, prophetically, you know. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Go ahead and praise him, daughter. Go ahead and praise him. Praise God. Hallelujah for your breakthrough. Praise God. Hallelujah for your next move. Praise God for your new place. Praise God. Hallelujah for your higher height. Praise God for your deeper depth. And somebody help us praise him on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we worship you, Lord. We magnify your name. We exalt your name, God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Well, I pray you receive that prophetic word. You are truly a worshiper, and you're going to win with your worship. God recognizes children, and I tell you, I'm just seeing it all through the phone, and I feel it in my spirit. She is a true worshiper. And as you said, Pastor, and I pray you receive it, Shaquella, as you continue to praise God for the new address, God said it's already yours.
My God.
Just praise him for the new address, the new dwelling place, your new resident, and God said it's yours. Your power is in your praise. When you thank him for the new address, it's already done. Amen.
Amen. I receive it all.
Girl, you got the breakthrough tonight.
Stay in worship.
Amen.
Stay in worship because you worship him from your heart, and that's how you're going to win.
Yes. Hallelujah.
God, God bless you.
God bless you all. Thank you so much. God bless you
all.
Amen. God bless you. Love you. God bless you. Amen. Praise
love you
God. Amen. Thank you. We receive that. Amen. Amen. Well, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. That is our final caller. We're going to pray for those who are on my mother. I see we already prayed for my brother. He's on the line. We thank God that he's down in North Carolina and he just got some rain, no damage to his house, some wind and rain. My sister in North Carolina got some rain and water and no lights, but some damage to her house, but she's still praising God. Amen. So we thank God. Father God, we thank God. We thank you for Mother Mae Thomas on tonight. God, we ask that you continue to bless her and keep her, keep your hand upon her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for protecting her children. We even through this hurricane that came through, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for your hand upon her life. And we just ask, Father God, even as Pastor Emily continues to pray for Mother Mae Thomas, that you will continue to bless her as she prays for Gary and Carmen, that you continue to bless those who did not press one on the line. And I touch and agree with my husband's prayers that he's about to lift up. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
God, we
amen.
Thank you tonight for Gary and Vonda, Derek and Lil G and Gary. We thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah for Vonda.
Yes.
We thank you for these couples in that North Carolina area,
yes.
Lord, that
yes.
you protected their property.
Yes.
And more than that, you protected their lives. So, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for total restoration. Thank you for keeping them healthy.
Yes.
Thank you for keeping them safe. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah for decreasing the winds and
yes.
the storm and the power of the storm in the name of Jesus. So, God, as they get back to their normal livelihood, we thank you that you would give them wisdom. We thank you that you would give them the resources that they need. If they have to put in insurance claims or whatever, God, may it go smoothly in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our Mother Mae Thomas in that Florida area, that you would cover her in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
God.
Pray for Renee Jackson
yes.
and Al and Mike and
yes,
Fatia,
God.
Lord. We
yes,
pray
God.
For the Jackson family
yes,
in the name of Jesus. Lord, be with Renee as only you can in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
we thank you for total healing, total restoration
yes,
of her mind, her
yes,
body,
God.
And her soul
yes, God.
In the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
God, order her steps through your word.
Lord.
I thank you that your angels are watching over Renee in
yes.
the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so God, bless her, even giving her the means, the needs, and the monies that she needs to sustain her family in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
So, God, we continue to pray Sister Carmen and Sister Rita and
yes.
Sister Gail and Jamal,
yes.
these pastors, God,
yes,
on
God.
The mission field for your kingdom
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
You,
the Kahlo family, we lift
yes,
up Sister Rita's children and her grandchildren
yes, Lord.
Unto the Lord. And all those that didn't press one, God, they have been faithful. Oh, glory. We know glory to your name. Every member of New Creation Church, every family, God, is blessed and highly favored. In the name of Jesus, we put a supernatural hedge around their money, around their property, around their careers, around their family. God, keep them healthy, keep them wealthy, and keep them wise. As I felt the Holy Ghost, Pastor. New creation, every member, every person on this prayer line, to God be the glory. So, God, we pray for Yari. We bind up the spirit. Oh, we bind up the spirit of sickness off of Yari. Oh, glory be to God. God, you healed me. Continue to heal her. We cancel the cancer. We cancel the cancer in the name of Jesus. We take authority and we bind that spirit up. We speak good cells into her body in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that the medicine will work.
Yes.
I thank you, God, that it's in remission.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord, glory in the name of Jesus.
Gotta go.
To God be the glory.
Get it out.
To God be the glory. We speak. We speak healing in
yes.
the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you and I praise you and I glorify your
yes.
name in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
God, as only you can,
yes, God.
As only you
yes,
can,
Lord.
Do the miraculous, Lord.
Yes, yes, God.
To stand in the need of a miracle.
Jesus.
So, God, not by power, not by might, but by your spirit.
Yes, God.
And we speak a blessing over her life
yes.
in the name of Jesus. So, God, have mercy in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Yeah. Amen. Well, we praise God for you all. We're going to get off of this prayer line. We are exhausted. Amen. We came on tired, but we wanted to stay committed to the prayer line on tonight, and we thank God that we did. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That we thank God we did come. Amen. That because now we feel more invigorated and blessed just from being with you all on tonight. Please do so. Please sow. Please sow. Do not stop sowing into the ministry. Please sow into this fertile ground, give back God something for the blessing that he is giving us on this prayer line. Go over to nccmonline.org and just sow a seed. Just sow a seed. Say, I'm just giving a seed. There's an option there where you could be a monthly giver. You could just set it up to be automatically. I'm going to automatically give $25 a month, $50 a month, $1,000 a month. Automatically, you can do that. Some of you might need a place to tithe. You can tithe to New Creation Christian Ministry. Most of you are tithing to the ministry already, and we thank God for each and every tithe giver. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. Pray our strength in the Lord. Amen. Keep Pastor Emily and I lifted up in prayer. Amen. You think we are on the front line. We're on the front line. The devil hates us. He hates us. Amen. And we are strong, but we are stronger together. We are stronger with you all praying for us. Amen. And lifting us up. So pray for us daily. Amen. Please pray for us daily. So God bless you. We love you. And remember that God always makes a way. God bless you. Again, the website is nccmonline.org. Meet us on Sunday. Meet us tomorrow at New Creation Christian Ministry, 1482 Maple Avenue, Riverside, New Jersey. Love you. God bless you. Good night.
Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here. Not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in, and everything we need you to supply. You got this in control, and now we know that you made our way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made our way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You made a way. And now we're here, looking back on where we've come from. Deserve the love and mercy you show, but your grace was strong enough to pick us up, and you made a way. When our backs were
against the wall and it looked as if it was over,
Lord, you made a way. And we're standing here.
Only because you made a way.
You move.